Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we know what deferrals and accruals are and what adjusting entries are, let's go ahead and let's look at some specific examples of these items. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's go to the next slide. And let's start with deferrals. Remember what deferrals were? Transactions where the exchange of cash occurs before we record any revenue or expense. A good way of thinking about it, a deferral is a transaction where the exchange of cash happens prior to the action. The action, of course, being the recording of the revenue or the expense. Now, in this particular module, I want to go ahead and let's talk about deferred expenses. You'll often hear these things called prepaid expenses. They mean the same thing. Deferred expenses, prepaid expenses. What these things are when the company pays for an expense item in advance. The company goes out and pays for an expense item prior to using it up. The company pays for the expense item in advance. The key point, this is something that's worth highlighting, starring, circling, whatever you need to do to remember it. These prepayments are recorded as assets. Though they're being prepaid for an expense item, the prepayment is recorded as an asset. Now what the company does is it records it as an expense only when the asset isn't, and this is sort of a buzz phrase. You want to be comfortable with this. The company records it as an expense only when the asset is actually used up. Let's kind of go through that one more time. A prepaid or deferred expense is a situation where the company pays for an expense item in advance. That prepayment is recorded as an asset on the balance sheet. It only becomes an expense when that asset gets used up. Several examples of prepaid expenses, the examples that we will focus on, include prepaid insurance. You don't call up the insurance company every day. Say, I'd like to be insured today, please. You say, well, I'd like to buy a 1-year or 2-year or maybe even a 3-year insurance policy. And you pay for it in advance, use it up over time. Another good example, prepaid rent. A third good example, supplies. All three of these, assets until used up. Let's go to the next slide. And this is also an important slide here. Remember, we're dealing with deferred or prepaid expenses. You need an adjusting entry when you use up the asset. You need to record the fact that the using up of this asset has turned into an expense. So the adjusting entry that we're going to make will always be a debit to an expense account and a credit to an asset account. We'll debit the expense account to record it. We now have an expense that has been incurred. We credit the asset to reduce it. We have used up some of that asset. It no longer exists. And you can see here with the T accounts on this slide how this works. You have the asset and you have the unadjusted balance. What's there on the debit side? The amount of the asset not yet used. As it gets used up, we make an adjusting entry. We move it out of the asset account, we reduce the asset, and we move it into an expense account. We record our expense. So debit the expense to increase it, credit the asset to reduce it. I think the first two slides here were awfully crucial to you. You want to make sure you're comfortable with those key concepts. Let's go to the next slide. And let's take a look at example one from the website problems. So make sure you have that in front of you. Example one says this. Hey, look, here's a whole bunch of different cases that we're going to deal with. For each case, let's make the necessary adjusting journal entry. And let's analyze the effects of that adjustment on our financial statement accounts. Just like we saw in the last chapter, where we analyzed the effects of transactions on the income statement and balance sheet. And let's start with case A. Prepaid insurance. Here's what it says. On May 1st, 1999, MT Glass purchased a 2-year insurance policy for $24,000. Let's start before we even worry about any adjusting entries. Let's just make the regular old entry on May the 1st to reflect the fact that we have now purchased a 2-year insurance policy. In this case, we're going to debit our account prepaid insurance. We now have insurance that has been prepaid for a couple of years. So we'll debit our prepaid insurance and we'll credit cash. Cash has left us, right? We had to pay the $24,000 to the insurance company. Now tell me, what kind of account is prepaid insurance? You should be able to tell me. It's an asset, right? Prepaid insurance is an asset. This prepayment recorded as an asset until used up. Of course, we should know this. Cash is also an asset. Debit the prepaid insurance, credit the cash. And now, we want to analyze the effects of that transaction on our financial statements. Well, this is why we identify the account types in red here on the slide. This is what makes it easy to analyze the effects. You've got two assets, one going up, one going down. So overall, there is no effect on any of the accounting elements. All you have, two different asset accounts, one going up, one going down, by the same $24,000. The overall effect on assets is nothing, and nothing else is impacted. Very good. Let's go ahead to the next slide. And I have a question for you. I have a question I'd like you to think about before I give you the answer. Do we need an adjusting entry at December 31st, 1999, related to this prepaid insurance? Yes or no? Well, my guess is most, if not all of you, said yes. Yeah, we most certainly need one. It's in the adjusting entries chapter, right? So obviously, we need it. Well, okay, then the next question is why? Why or what has happened to cause us to need an adjusting entry? Well, the answer is we've used up some of the prepaid insurance. From May to December, we have used up some of that prepaid insurance. And when we use up some of an asset, prepaid insurance is an asset, when we use up some of that asset, it becomes an expense. So we need an adjusting entry to reflect that. Let's go to the next slide, and let's figure out how much of the prepaid insurance has been used up. Here's what we know. We purchased a 2-year policy for $24,000. Let's take the $24,000, divide by 12, right? There's 12 months in a year. So if you divide by, 24, that tells us how much we have used up per month. 2 years, 24 total months. We're using up $1,000 per month of this insurance policy. Now count. And this is something I'd like to see everybody doing at the exam. Put your hands in the air and your fingers in the air and just count your months. It's the one way to guarantee no mistakes. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. If you counted with me, you should have counted 8 months, 8 fingers in the air. Just be careful which finger you start with. 8 fingers in the air, 8 months used up, a total of $8,000 used. $1,000 a month, 8 months. Now that we know that, let's go to the next slide and let's make our adjusting entry. Made at the end of the accounting year, and I've labeled it AJE, Adjusting Journal Entry. Made at year end, December 31st. We've used up some of the asset, some of the prepaid insurance. Think back to a couple slides ago. What's the debit and the credit always going to be? We're always going to debit an expense account. We've used up prepaid insurance, so that's going to become insurance expense. And we credit the asset account, the prepaid insurance, to reduce it, to reflect the fact we don't have the full $24,000 because $8,000 has been used up. I just said a second ago, the insurance expense is an expense account. We should know the prepaid insurance is an asset account. So to figure out the effects on our financial statements, well, we have an expense here. Expense is going up. That causes net income to go down. But when net income goes down, so does equity. specifically retained earnings. So just get into the habit taking the effect on net income over to equity. To balance out the balance sheet, we also see that our assets have decreased. We don't have $8,000 of the prepaid insurance. It was, quote unquote, used up. Go to the next slide with me. And I have another question for you. MT Glass, this company that had purchased the prepaid insurance, how much would appear as prepaid insurance on their year-end balance sheet at December 31st, 1999? You know, and before you answer that for me, it's just a real quick aside. Have you gotten the joke yet? The MT Glass, the empty glass? Whatever. Anyway, it's an accountant kind of joke. In any event, let's go back to our question. How much would appear as prepaid insurance on MT Glass's year-end 99 balance sheet? Well, the answer is $16,000. Remember, we, on May 1st, paid $24,000 for a policy, but by the end of the year, we had used up $8,000 that was transferred out of the asset into the expense, leaving us with $16,000. This prepaid insurance, this asset, that reflects the unused, the portion of the asset, the portion of the asset we have not yet used up, the portion of that prepayment that still remains on the balance sheet, going to be used at a future point in time. Very good. Let's go to our next slide. And final question as it relates to case A. MT Glass, will they need another adjusting entry at the end of the next year? Will they need an adjusting entry at the end of December 2000? Well, the answer is yes, of course. Right? They've used up more of the prepaid insurance. So the adjusting entry is going to look like this. Debit insurance expense for the expense. Credit prepaid insurance, reduce the asset. This time by $12,000. Reason being, in the year 2000, we used up 12 months from January through December, using up $1,000 a month, total used $12,000. We of course know that the prepaid insurance represents the unused portion of that prepayment. So as of December 31st, 2000, the amount of prepaid insurance we still have, the unused portion of that original prepayment, $4,000. We figured that out. We had $16,000 from last year, see the previous slide, minus what was used up this year, the $12,000. Leaves us with $4,000 unused, still an asset, and will get used up in the next year.